It's hard to imagine the Republican Party surviving this. Between anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ, book banning, anti-democracy, I mean, add all the regressive garbage to this, I can't imagine how Republicans message to new voters and don't just keep shrinking and condensing.
That's the news you get on CNN from former conservative pundit S.E. Cupp, who said, well, you know, the Republican Party is, what was the word she used, vanishing? Shrinking. And on the very same day that we learned more than a million Democrats had switched over to the Republican Party. So, you know, it's the most insidious power the media has is the power to ignore. And that's what you get if you watch CNN. Yeah. Right. Anti-LGBT, what, book banning? Is that the kiddie porn for kiddies? Is that the showing little boys having sex with grown men books for kiddies in grammar school? Is that book banning? Is that what that is? I'd like to get a hold of their kids for just like one day of classroom teaching and send them home with their heads filled with a bunch of their ideas and give them their kids their books and send them home with the they're like graphic novels of kiddie porn, basically. They're the party of kiddie porn. And as we were discussing, the party of burning churches, they love burning churches, and the Democrats have a long history of this, too. They're quite out of their minds. That's being generous, saying they have minds to be out of. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, once again, happy Tuesday, and welcome. We continue to be at 888-630-9625. Did you see this absolutely crazy in California? A giant, huge, record-shattering fentanyl bust with enough drugs to, like, kill every American or something. And the sheriff was ordered to release the drug smugglers because Democrats are on the side of the fentanyl drug smugglers and completely insane. These people, they're, you know, that's what they're running on. You know, transgender kindergarten, free fentanyl for everyone. Or they were sending out the crack pipes and they lied and said they weren't crack pipes and all that. And then everybody took pictures of the crack pipes that were delivered by the Biden administration. And I think that might be the Hunter Biden issue somewhere in there. Yeah, but the, again, historic West Virginia Catholic Church burned to the ground on Sunday by Democrats because abortion, and they burning churches to the ground just a couple of weeks ago in North Carolina, firebombing churches in North Carolina, firebombing pro-life institutions in Madison, Wisconsin, and in Oregon, and on and on. Quite crazy. St. Coleman's Catholic Church, built in 1878, declared a historic landmark in 1984, and burned to the ground by Democrats over the weekend because, you know, abortion. They really like abortion. They're angry. And they have temper tantrums. They have the outward appearance, many of them, of adults. But the brains of tiny little children who are smoking crack and making Molotov cocktails. Pretty amazing stuff. Yeah. Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, she was on the CBS show. What do they call it? The morning show. And Gail King asked her a series of questions, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, about, you know, hey, you're going to run for president in 2024, since we all know Joe Biden's not up to it. I'm paraphrasing once again the question, but because that's not how it was asked. But they all know, wink, little wink and a nod, a little tug and a maybe a yank and all that. And Hillary Clinton gave a classic BS answer, and because she's Hillary, you know, she's Hillary, attacking Clarence Thomas because she's a racist, I think is the word that I'm searching for. And Hillary Clinton, what else did Hillary Clinton say, Michael? She, oh, she wanted to, yeah, this is great, Hillary, classic Hillary Clinton. And the Democrat Party, the media, excuse me, just teased this up, Gail King, teased this up for Hillary Clinton. And she gives a completely outrageous answer. And then Gail King, a fake journalist, not a journalist at all, it's just a television show, it's all a terrible television show. Our entire political system really our society is just a terrible television show. Might have started with, MTV and the real world and things like that. That wasn't the real world. And now we got this. Now, Hillary Clinton asked this morning on CBS just hours ago, what about doing away with the filibuster in the Senate? You know, packing the Supreme Court. We should just do away with our entire judicial system and let Democrats decide who lives and who dies, who goes to prison and who doesn't. And here's, listen to this answer. Listen carefully to the answer from Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. What she actually says, I'm going to give you a little clue going in. What she actually says is the Democrats should, you know, the filibuster requires in the Senate to, instigate unity and working across the aisle, that you have to have 60 votes. So if you have only 50 seats in the Senate, it's evenly divided 50-50 right now, the Senate, then you've got to get buy-in from the other party. So that creates bipartisanship. But the Democrats have no interest in bipartisanship. They're going to burn your church down. You know, that's who they are. And she says, in effect, what she says is that we should be able to pass what we want to pass without having to get 60 votes. But the other guy, they should have to get 60 votes to get something passed that we don't want passed.
Is this the time for the Democrats to take on the filibuster, do you think?
Well, I've been saying for quite some time, I think the filibuster should be eliminated at the very least for constitutional questions like voting rights, like a woman's constitutional rights to make decisions about her own body. So if you can't lift it completely, lift it for those two things that have huge consequences for our country.
Lifted for our agenda, for the things that we're waging jihad over and burning churches and firebombing places and attacking the police. And we got suicide attackers all over the place. But for when they say voting rights, what they mean is stealing elections with ballot drop boxes and mail out ballots and months of voting and counting until you win, that's what they call voting rights. But remember when we had Election Day, and it was a day, and we had elections, and then we had winners and losers the same day, and we didn't have lawsuits going on for months, counting the, we got one more box in a county and politicizing the hell out of everything because they're psychotics. And voting, and then, of course, a woman's right to choose to terminate with extreme prejudice. And those are we shouldn't have a filibuster for the things that we want. We shouldn't have to meet a 60-vote threshold in the Senate. No, the other guy should, of course. The Republicans should, but we shouldn't have to do that because don't you know who we are? Is she planning on running for president? She lied this morning about that quite clearly and obviously. And after attacking Clarence Thomas as the racist that she is.
Do you think our democracy is at stake? We're looking at the January 6th hearings.
I do.
You think the democracy is at stake?
I do.
As we sit here today.
I do.
I do. This is their talking point. Hillary Clinton is the death of democracy. She's the death of Western civilization. I'm just doing the rhetoric game because this is how this works. And the media, it's our entire democracy is at stake. And then we had Mika Brzezinski yesterday. Mika. She is the semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife to Joe Scarborough. Never been very bright. Her father wasn't bright. He was, a Jimmy Carter administration official and he had an accent, Polish accent, so people thought that he was smart or something, but he wasn't. He was wrong about everything. Jimmy Carter, administration, need we say more. But Mika Brzezinski yesterday, because this is, our entire democracy is at stake. This is, they're just pulling out all the stops because they're very corrupt people and they're comfortably dishonest people and they want power. And they are reading the handwriting on the wall and looking at their polling and their focus groups. And they realize that the American people recognize that they're a disaster and that they're going to lose big in the midterm elections. But this is what they're spreading, like Mika Brzezinski. Here's Mika yesterday on her little TV show.
It could be argued that today's Democrats are too weak, too fragile, too woke, too elitist, too disconnected from the realities of working Americans. And yet, the Democratic Party is the world's last best hope against fascism.
The world's best last, right? Best last. She's trying to channel and paraphrase Abraham Lincoln. The world's because fascism. Now, what is the fascism that the Democrat Party is this the bulwark against? I guess it's, I know Donald Trump with a great economy and a secure border and world peace and no war in Europe and instant vaccines that the Democrats immediately fell in love with and then pretended that they came from a magic place. But this is, you know, it's the fascism. And look, again, if you believe that the stakes are the end of democracy, as Hillary Clinton just said and Gayle King didn't challenge, and fascism, then, you know, naturally you're going to have people showing up at Brett Kavanaugh's house with a gun and a hatchet and tie wraps, hell-bent on murdering Supreme Court justices because, you know, it's the old if you could kill Hitler in the cradle, would you? If you could travel through time and kill Adolf Hitler, young Adolf Schickelgruber, in the cradle, and, you know, theoretically prevent World War II and the Holocaust and all that, would you do it? It's a, you know, philosophy class, navel-gazing exercise. But if you look at what the Democrats are selling to the American people, and they've got a lot of psychotics that are already, you know, dangerous, violent criminals that shot Congressman Steve Scalise, suicide attacks against police in New York and Dallas and Baton Rouge and Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill, suicide attacks against police. And James Hodgkinson shooting Steve Scalise and Congressman Steve Scalise and an attempted mass political assassination. And one of their lunatics showing up at Brett Kavanaugh's home and being arrested. And they're whipping up the crazy base. You know, they're the party of terrorism, of the Students for a Democrat Society and the Weather Underground and Symbionese Liberation Army and the list goes on. The KKK, one of theirs, Democrat Party creations. And they're whipping them up. If the stakes are nothing short of the end of democracy and the rise of fascism in America, then pulling out all the stops becomes rational. And that's what the Democrat Party is selling. And Hillary Clinton and Gayle King and Mika Brzezinski, this is what they're selling.
For all the Democratic Party's flaws, they're the only party that can stem this continued rise of fascism.
That's right.
Register and vote, work toward an overwhelming majority that can protect your body, protect your freedoms, and just may save our country.
See, these are the stakes. The stakes are enormous. And if you buy into this, and that's the message that goes out all day, every day on various Democrat Party propaganda outlets like MSDNC and CNN and The Washington Post and turn into Gayle King on the CBS Morning Show, and you get the same propaganda. And you know, it's not as though they're not already firebombing churches and pro-life clinics and shooting police officers and launching suicide attacks. It's not as though they're not already the party of terrorism, because they are. And they're trying to get everybody released from Guantanamo Bay also.
So I think it's important that people recognize if there were ever a time to vote and to vote literally for your rights and our future, it's this midterm.
Hillary, Diane, Rodham, Clinton, these are the stakes. And, you know, they're stoking the fires here. They're fanning the flames. They are ginning up their crazy base. And their crazy base is extremely violent and dangerous. We know that. After Roe, America will never be the same. All this week, Greta Van Susteren is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe versus Wade. Find out how abortion will change the 2022 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a whole lot more, because Greta is on at 6 p.m. Eastern every weeknight in her new show, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. She leads a great night, a great lineup on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt exposing Biden's economic train wreck, and then Eric Bolling warning of the dangers of world war with Ukraine, Iran, and China. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all your major cable and streaming platforms. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, give them a call. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you're going to switch cable systems. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Watch anytime, anywhere. And tune into Newsmax tonight and every day. Make the switch today to Newsmax. Yeah, this is what the Democrats are selling. Now, the Democrat Party is, you know, yeah, a woman's right to choose. Fascism. I've got 63 million votes over here. How many on your side? We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Now, Mika Brzezinski is not a bright woman, and I don't mean to insult other women that are not bright, because, but she's quite hysterical. Yesterday morning on the Morning Joke, she's really, the rhetoric is being dialed up to 11 here.
Against an extreme, autocratic, anti-woman, anti-gay, anti-contraception, anti-freedom collection of fascists who dominate the Trump wing of today's Republican Party. A group of fascists who even refuse to investigate the violent riots that their president launched on January 6th to overthrow a legitimately elected president.
She's crying now. Don't cry.
Because they are fascists.
Now, I mean, again, there was a Democrat was recently arrested outside the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice. His name is a Democrat named Nicholas Roski. He pleaded not guilty the other day. The media has swept this attempted assassination under the media rug again. But James Hodgkinson, who shot Congressman Steve Scalise in a suicide attack on Republican members of Congress, was inspired by this kind of rhetoric and by the Southern Poverty Law Center. He was a Bernie Sanders volunteer. The Democrat Party has whipped up their crazy branch, and that seems to be most of the party these days, into such a frenzy that they launched suicide attacks against police in New York, officers Ramos and Liu. That was Ishmael Brinsley in Dallas, Texas. A suicide attack, mass murder of police officers there. Five murdered, nine wounded by a Democrat there. I don't know what they need. A suicide attack on police in Baton Rouge, a suicide attack on police on Capitol Hill just last year. This is their rhetoric, right? And this is what they do. And they've got all of their pieces. Again, this is about election year politics. That's what this rhetoric is about. And they don't care if people get killed. This is about power. It's a raw pursuit of power. Hey, people get killed all the time. And as their boy Joseph Stalin said in the New York Times, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
The Gateway Pundit has actually a number of stories today that are fun stuff, but they have an exclusive at the Gateway Pundit. Proud Boys proven innocent in newly released video hidden from public. DOJ tried to hide this leaked evidence, blows up DOJ and Liz Cheney's bogus, seditious conspiracy charges. They hid this from the public. The people at Gateway Pundit, and they do have this video. It's today, just posted this morning. And it is, I haven't had a chance to watch the whole thing because I've been on the radio, but the story in Gateway Pundit, usually gets it right. And, you know, more than the Washington Post, for example, or CNN, or a whole lot of them. You know, one of my favorite things about the Proud Boys, and I've encountered, because my best girl and I, we like to, go to all the parades and marches and the riots and the firebombings and things that Democrats perpetrate in our city. Enrique Tarrio is the head of the Proud Boys, and they call him a white supremacist, but he's black. And the New York Times says that he identifies as black. That's because he's black, and he's from a Cuban-American family. And I've told the story before about my best girl and I being downtown Washington, D.C. There's some protests going on, and we happened upon a group of Proud Boys, telling by the yellow, you can recognize them by the yellow and black clothing, and a group of mostly guys, but not entirely. In fact, I know a number of them have been attacked and stabbed, and I think at least four of the Proud Boys were stabbed in Washington, D.C. by leftists who are like Black Lives Matter, going around stabbing people. But that's okay, because the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, approve of stabbing people who are, and of firebombing churches. As long as they're not mosques, I guess, then that would be bad, I think. But churches, Christian churches, Catholic churches, they're okay with that. They're good with that. But walking downtown, group of Proud Boys walking by and just kind of, looking and taking in the scene, and like we did on Sunday in front of the Supreme Court with all the crazy people. And a young guy stuck his arm out and his fist to give me a fist bump. That's the way I interpreted it, and I interpreted it correctly as I was walking by. And he looked like a pleasant enough young guy, and I gave him a fist bump as I was walking by. And he said, "The West is the best." I don't know if he was quoting Jim Morrison from The Doors or what, but he said, "The West is the best," which, because they say they're Western chauvinists, the Proud Boys, that they're proud to be, part of Western civilization. But the left and the news media, but I repeat myself, they say, "Oh, no, they're white supremacists." I forgot to mention, the guy that gave me the fist bump was a black guy. He's black. He's like 22, 24 years old, seemed to be clean cut, squared away guy. And he gave me a fist bump, said the West is the best. They're perfectly quiet and mellow. They weren't. Now, we've seen lots of lefties bringing in the crates of frozen water bottles to throw at the police. And hey, suddenly there's a pallet of bricks here. And wait a minute, M80s are being thrown at the police. Those are explosives. They are 1/8 of a stick of dynamite. Anybody who had a reckless youth like myself knows the M80 quite well, and maybe the ash can, quarter stick of dynamite. But throwing them at police, and we got on the setting St. John's Church on fire right across from the White House, and the last church they burned was day before yesterday, historic church in West Virginia. Burning churches a couple of weeks ago in North Carolina, firebombing with Molotov cocktails, pro-life centers we got them in New York, in Virginia, in Wisconsin, in Oregon. They've been firebombing. The Democrats have been firebombing and Molotov cocktails, their weapon of choice these days lately. And somehow none of this rises to the level of fascism and all this. And the Mika Brzezinski says the Republicans are anti-woman. I'm sorry. You would go have sex with Bill Clinton today. Hypothetically anyway. And you're the party of standing ovations for child rapists Roman Polanski at the Oscars, 13-year-old girl, quaaludes and rape. That's what they accuse Brett Kavanaugh of. And they give a standing ovation to their guy with the quaaludes and the 13-year-old girl in Jack Nicholson's hot tub. Hot tub. Yeah, so I'm sorry. You're the party of Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and Anthony Weiner. You're the party of Roman Polanski and all of Hollywood. You give me the creeps when it comes to your record on women. And when she says the Republican Party is anti-gay, that means that parents in Florida raised an eyebrow when they discovered that you were introducing transgenderism in kindergarten. How about tying our shoes first? Maybe the alphabet. You know how they teach the alphabet now, though? LGBTQQIA& That's because, hey, what happened to the ABCs? Well, now they're the LGBs. And the graphic novels with little boys performing acts of sexual gratification upon grown men. It's like the, you know, Farmer's Daughter and the Traveling Salesman, but they've turned it into kids' books in school. That's the Democrat Party. That's pretty amazing. And they say anti-contraception. Now, that's just ridiculous. Look, you guys are anti-baby, right? You're anti-humanity, right? You dismiss 63 million human sacrifices as choice. I just threw my hands up. As choice. It's choice. But you're not anti-baby. You're not anti-child. You're not anti-human. Really? And you're burning the churches, and you, including the church of the presidents across from the White House. You stormed the White House, laid siege for 3 days. You've been rioting and burning our cities from coast to coast because, you know, George Floyd, who, he died of a heart attack because of the fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system, probably didn't help. Career criminal. All their heroes are career criminals. Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing, I got to say. And the Democrats are having their silly pop-up hearing. Mark Meadows, former White House Chief of Staff, former member of Congress, Mark Meadows, perfectly nice guy. And Cassidy Hutchinson being called. They're both being called to the secret hearing that they're having today. Soviet-style stuff. And the media is very excited about it. Ooh, a secret hearing. Will it be held in a shopping mall? Will it, can we play dress up and make believe? Just amazing. Just amazing. Now, let's get to these crazy abortion people because, God, they're crazy about abortion. Elizabeth Warren, I guess we don't have any audio of Elizabeth Warren because she was talking to a Washington Post reporter. But Elizabeth Warren, this story is, these people are out of their minds. You know, during the Wuhan Red Death, which was partially funded with U.S. taxpayer dollars at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, remember Anthony Fauci lied under oath about that up on Capitol Hill and argued with Senator Rand Paul, who's also a medical doctor, unlike Dr. Jill Biden. And during the Wuhan, we have I Survived the Wuhan Red Death t-shirts at the Chris Plant Store and Remember Normal t-shirts and coffee mugs and things. Excellent gifts, fun for the whole family. But during the Wuhan Red Death, you may remember in New York and elsewhere, they set up tents outside of hospitals and elsewhere for people to go in and get tested for the Wuhan Red Death that the communists created. And they love death, the communists, you know. And then treatments, the dead, bring out your dead, and all of this. And now Elizabeth Warren is recommending that if states actually ban abortion, that the federal government go in to federal property and set up tent cities in national parks controlled by the federal government to perform abortions So let's say, you know, picking South Dakota. South Dakota bans abortions. Let's say after 6 weeks and the federal government would go in and set up abortion clinics in national parks. This is her plan. It's the most Soviet idea I've heard since the last Soviet idea that we got from the Democrat Party. But this is fascist, man. I mean, so wait a minute. What about the law? So you guys completely ignore the law, right? The law has nothing to do with you guys. You don't believe in the law. You don't believe in the rule of law. You would pack the Supreme Court and dump the filibuster and everything else because power is the only thing that matters to you. And by the way, the you know, the left-wing group Common Dreams with the headline, "The U.S. Supreme Court is now a fascist institution," by some person named Steven Singer, who's probably or possibly at least transgender. And it's now fascist. Everybody's fascist. Now, the fascist, you know, Mussolini was a socialist all his life, and Hitler's party was called the National Socialist German Workers' Party, and we're the freedom people and the constitution people. But here's Elizabeth Warren suggests putting abortion clinics in national parks. National parks. The Daily Caller has the story, and the Washington Post doesn't, because that's how corrupt they are. So Democratic Massachusetts Gesundheit Senator Elizabeth Warren told a Washington Post reporter, the government should build Planned Parenthood clinics in national parks. That's what she said. She said this yesterday on Monday. They could put up tents, have trained personnel. Not doctors. Notice she doesn't say doctors. She says trained personnel, because it's like a Works Progress Administration effort. You know, they just set up. It's like, you know, building the railroad from coast to coast, but it's abortions. It's they could put up tents, have trained personnel, and be there to help people who need it. Which people need it? To help people need it. It's time to declare a medical emergency, she said to a Washington Post reporter, Caroline Kitchener. Caroline Kitchener's beat at the Washington Post is abortion. That's her beat. Some people have, like, the White House or the Pentagon or the State Department. She's got abortion. That's her beat. And she tweeted it out. I just spoke with Elizabeth Warren, who suggested the Biden administration establish Planned Parenthood outposts on the edges of national parks.
Just the edges.
Just the edges of national parks. Not in the middle. In the edges. Because that makes all the difference. See? How about on Indian reservations? How about that? Can we do it on Indian reservations? Because we know that the Democrats, they gave us the Trail of Tears. They interned the Japanese in internment camps during World War II. So she's suggesting that. And then we've got this, the head of the secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, left-wing, radical, extremists, organ harvester from way back. Everybody's a fascist. We should just call everybody fascist. Let's just call him a fascist. He's a fascist. Javier, but he spells it Xavier with an X, but he pronounces it a Javier, which is illiterate, I think, because, you know, it's with an X. That's Xavier Becerra, and he's Joe Biden, Secretary, Department of Health and Human Services, and he was at an event. Was it just yesterday?
Yeah, I think so.
We think it was just yesterday. And he was asked, because they really love abortion, and I tell you about, you know how they bus illegals around the country and fly illegals around the country? You know, Disney and a whole bunch of other corporations are promising to pay money to send people, employees, to states where they can get abortions if they find themselves in states where abortion is illegal. Now, Disney's in California and Florida and any place else in the United States? New York headquarters, you know, it's a big megacorp. So in New York and places like where abortions are free and they give them at the luncheonette counter. It's real good. It's real good for everybody. So here's Javier, a.k.a. Xavier Becerra, saying crazy stuff. They said they'll help transport women from state to state to get abortions because they don't follow the law, right? The law is not really something they care about. They'll burn your church because, you know, fascists. So he says they'll transport women from state to state, and asked whether that would be illegal. Listen to the trick answer he gave. Here is HHS Secretary Avira Becerra.
We are looking into everything, including assisting in transportation, something that HHS doesn't typically do.
Can you do that legally?
Legally?
Talk to me later.
I mean, that's a big question, right?
I always tell my team at HHS.
His team.
If you've done your homework, then we have no right to do mild. And so we're going to be aggressive and go all the way. And I would tell you if... you're recording, so I won't tell you. So,
this is all on the record, yeah. Mr. Secretary.
We are looking at every option, and among those is transportation.
And among those is transportation. Transport to the federal government, because, you know, they're going to set up abortion clinics in national parks, but only on the edges. Going to illegally transport women. He seems to admit that it's illegal. It was on Saturday that he said this. And, you know, the law, they don't care about the law. The law doesn't apply to them. Don't you know who they are? They're the ones in power. It's kind of like the golden rule. You know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses proven Oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold spores, and a whole lot more in the air, in your home, in your office. People all over this great nation of ours are raving about how well the Thunderstorm freshens the air in their homes. In my home, certainly, musty, mildewy smells vanish after just a few seconds when you turn the Thunderstorm on. More than 250,000 units already sold. It works like a champ. Michael R. wrote the company, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm people. He said, Plant endorsed your product, and he was actually telling the truth. I'll just let that go, you know, this time. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, even leftists are no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Best of all, no filters to buy and replace again and again. And right now, you can save $200 American on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get 3 units for under $200. Fraction of the cost compared with some other air purifiers can cost $600 per unit. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, any place you like clean, fresh air, and you're saving $200 with this offer, getting 3 units. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code Chris and the number 3, CHRIS3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is Chris3, and because you hang with me, shipping is free. Yeah, yeah. That's it. They love it so much. The law, you know, the last time they were this bent out of shape, they fired on Fort Sumter.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, so the Democrats, by the way, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, in his, what he wrote on the Roe decision, said that, you know, traveling across state lines is interstate travel for access is obviously just fine, you know. Without papers, I would like to have seen Montana. These people are crazy. And they go around calling everybody fascist. Then they firebomb your church just to show you what's what. Also in D.C., they're giving out free monkeypox vaccines. That's coming up.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.